Blog Talk Radio.
So how many times is Anthony going to post the same gif of him in the pinocchio?
I already know which one he's
punching the air. It's literally
he's
on his
show
page.
A commercial, man.
Yo, it's literally on his page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is now the 8th time I've seen the exact same 2-second gif. Not even 2 seconds. It's like a second gif.
Yeah.
Okay. Of him punching
the micro gif.
Bro, we get it. You're in the commercial. I don't need to see this video every time we win.
That's just call to action, man.
Yo, are we like for real? Are we really?
Dave, you should be good now. Just let me know. You should be able to hear us now. Six-game West Coast gauntlet, kicking it things off out in H-Town. The game that they needed, the game that they desperately needed, the gimme game, if you will. And they went out and took care of business from end to end. They were only down 3-0, and after that, they never looked back. Once again, Julius Randle, MVP, MIP, call him what you want. Another 30-point outing by Julius to go along with 7 rebounds. And 5 dimes. RJ would chip in with 21 points himself. And Derrick Rose would lead the bench with 24 of the bench's 50 points.
10 no rebounds.
Rockets will cut this thing down to 9 in the third, man. But Julius put up 15 in that third. And the Knicks would go on a 20-9 run to close it. And they would never look back, man. 122-97. Knicks get the W in H-Town. 8 games over .500. Number 4 seed in the East. Still put some respect on our name. This is Knicks Post Game Live. Number 1 show for the fans by the fans. Presented by Manscaped. CP Ashley Moss in the building. Ash, we got the one that we needed. First game on the road trip. Easy peasy. And they took care of business. What you think about tonight's game?
Yeah, listen, I mean, these are the games you're supposed to win, right? I mean, Houston, although they had, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. had that incredible game where he dropped, what was
it,
like
50-piece on the Bucks, yeah.
So, I mean, they're good for it every now and then, but these are the games you're supposed to go ahead and win. These are the games you need to win, especially at this time in the season, and especially going on such a hardcore West Coast trip with a lot of teams that are a lot better than the Houston Rockets. So you got to go ahead and secure the wins that you can get. Why you can get them, but this was, it started off a little rocky. I was like, what's, you know, what's going on? Were you lethargic from having so many days off? But, you know, again, we went ahead and figured it out. Everyone did what they needed to do to help secure the win. It was fantastic to finally get to see some of the starters get some rest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we went all big 15, man. Everybody got some runs. So that was good, especially because we got the back-to-back tomorrow in Memphis. So very important to get our guys some rest when they could, especially Julius. But I thought, you know, he set the tone. Once again, set the tone. Rockets had absolutely no answer for Julius tonight. I was surprised because they single-covered him most of the night. Rarely sent a double team, rarely went into a zone, and he just ate him alive. You know, the arsenal was on full display. Christian Wood, Kelly Olynyk, they had no answer for Julius. He was once again unstoppable tonight.
Beyond. I mean, he was out there bullying those young guys at Houston. He was straight sunning them. There was the one where I forget his name, but he flopped. And you watched the replay of Julius just like hammering him. He had no choice but to flop to save his body from getting banged up any more than it already was. I mean, Julius Randle, and I say this all the time, like the impressive thing about Julius is that as you watch a game progress, he gets stronger. It's kind of like Thanos. Every time he adds an infinity stone to his glove, he just gets stronger. As the quarters progress for Julius Randle, he just gets more and more powerful, more and more determined, just stronger. And it's infectious to all the other guys on the team, and they pick up and they play better when he's at his best. It's just, this was a great, great game just because we needed it. And it could have really gone in a totally different direction even after having so many days off. You know, sometimes it takes you a while to get to the swing of things. But the Knicks are all systems a go, man. They're not playing any games. That is for sure.
Well, locked in and loaded. Definitely want to see that. And as you said, you know, they started the game off very rusty. You could tell a couple days off. Certainly did them well, but, they, you know, it took them a while to get into a groove. But once they did, they really didn't look back. So Julius, you know, we'll give him the first game ball, 31 points, 7 boards, 6 times. 4-9 from downtown, 13-22 for a night. You couldn't ask for a perfect, more perfect box score. Second game ball, I'm going D. Rose. I'm going D. Rose, Ash. 24 points, 4 dimes, 6 boards. He was on the boards early. 4-5 from downtown, 8 of 11. I thought D. Rose looked spry tonight as opposed to the Chi-Town game. He looked like he was a bit tired from the Phoenix game. D. Rose came in. He had fresh legs. Led the second unit to 50 points, and he was just in his bag, man. Vintage Rose performance tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing all the roses in the chat. Well-deserved.
Throw the roses
and, I mean,
in the
again,
chat,
I say
sure.
this all the time, and I've been saying it. It's just so refreshing to see Derrick Rose, especially after, you know, when he requested the trade from Detroit, and he went over, or rather, Coach went over what Coach Casey went over what was said to him by Rose of why he wanted to be traded. And he said, you know, he's on his last legs and this is his last stint. And to just kind of see a turnaround in Rose, you know, it's like I said, playing is infectious. And I think being part of this team, being back in New York, being part of a group of guys who are hungry and determined to win and want to go ahead and prove all the naysayers wrong and are exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
It's just going ahead and just kind of igniting a new life in him, and I think that we're going to get this version of Derrick Rose for definitely a few more seasons. Yeah. I think that this is the beginning of a turnaround in what we're going to see from him, and I'm glad I was wrong when it came to Derrick Rose, because you know I was worried. You know I was worried, but I'm glad to be wrong in this case.
He's, you know, there's if you want to put Julius and RJ up there for the reason that they're locked in fourth, you got to put Derrick Rose up there as well, man. They're now 20-8, I believe, since the Rose trade, and he's been in the lineup, and he's been everything that they've needed, the quintessential point guard, the floor general that they've needed. We saw him and Julius get into a pick-and-roll action early in the second quarter. I definitely love that. We saw that at the Sacramento game, you know, when D-Rose started those three games for Peyton. His chemistry with Julius is nice. And you're starting to see that rotation with Tibbs now. Rose being the first guard off the bench, he gets some run with Julius and RJ early. And then they ultimately put in the second unit with RJ to kind of finish up those quarters or get into that second quarter. So Rose was, again, outstanding. Definitely love how he played. And going across the bench, you know, I thought IQ had another solid game, 13 points for him, 3-5 from downtown, 5-9. Once again, you got 50 points from the bench tonight. And that's going to be critical, you know, not just on this stretch, but as we think about, you know, postseason, we need our bench guys to step up. Number 6, number 7, number 8, those guys are going to be crucial to some wins.
No, definitely, especially, you know, in the postseason, the game changes, the intensity of the game changes, the speed of the game changes, and you don't want to go ahead and exhaust Julius Randle, RJ Barrett. You don't want to have them out there having games where they're not on their A game, because unlike a regular season where, you know, if you have a bad game, you got, you know, 70-plus more, you can't go ahead and do that in a series. Every single game counts, especially when you're trying to go ahead and win. So I really love that the bench is holding their own, holding down the fort. I love what Derrick Rose is, you know, bringing out in those guys, IQ, everyone.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a battle wherever we end up falling. And I really love what the Knicks are doing also in terms of it. And Clyde said this during the broadcast. Is there are a lot of teams who are kind of, you know, standing watching. We can kind of tell that they're worried about where they're going to fall, who they're going to play, and they're trying to go ahead and do things that are a little bit different than they did in the regular, earlier in the season to kind of secure a certain playoff spot. The Knicks are taking it one game at a time. They're looking forward just one game at a time. They're not worried about where they're going to fall. They're not worried about who they're going to play. And that's definitely something that is refreshing to see, especially in a team that was not supposed to be here. I mean, come on, let's be honest. We're not supposed to be here, and here we are. And we're just playing smart basketball, and I love it.
Yeah, so good to see IQ getting back into the swing of things. They, once again, 3-5 from downtown. 4 dimes. You know, IQ stepping in with 4 dimes. He's getting into his facilitation bag a lot better as we close out the season. So that's good to see, because I think he kind of hit a little bit of a rookie wall during the grind of the season where he kind of slowed down in his facilitation. So IQ definitely picking things up. I also thought, how about this 18-35 from downtown, Ash, 51% from 3. You know, during this run, this team is ranked, I believe, 5th in the league right now in three-point percentage. I got to double-check that. But the offense is on an uptick, and they're shooting more threes and connecting 50% from 3 tonight.
Yeah. And also one thing that I really love, too, is, and we speak about this, but I think we're seeing it more and more as the season progresses. I love how much of a facilitator that Julius Randle is on this team.
Yeah.
Even when he's not shooting his best, even when he's having an off quarter or an off few minutes, he's out there just dishing it to his team. I mean, he was passing out 3 balls to people like, you know, Oprah passes out cards during that episode. You get an assist. You get an assist. It was great to see. You know, he is somehow involved in the playmaking, in the offense of this team, even if he does not have the ball in his hand, taking the actual shot.
Big time.
And, I mean, he just can do it all. It is honestly, we are so lucky to have Julius Randle. I am so happy that I've been aboard the Julius Randle Railroad since day one, unlike some other people, Ari, who will not be
is
named.
Is Ari in the chat tonight? I didn't check on the chat yet. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. I haven't seen Ari chirping just yet, man, so we'll see if he's coming in. Phone lines are up if you guys want to call in with your takes on the game, 657-383-1509. And also the Discord. Remember, you guys can call us on the Discord as well, especially our international viewers. You can certainly use that line for free. But in connection, you know, you mentioned Julius assisting Ash, and I talked about the threes in connection to that. Julius leads the league in corner 3 assists. And that's huge because that's one of the areas that Tom Thibodeau had emphasized when he came in as part of his offensive philosophy. He wanted the corner three. The corner three, the shortest three-pointer in the game, is one that we know the Spurs have utilized every year under Greg Popovich. Only makes sense. But to see that now, you see it on the tape, and when you're watching the games, especially with like Bullock and RJ, those guys kind of leaking out to the corners at last second, and Julius kind of catching them, you know, whether it's in the middle of a shot or just catching them late, you know, drawing the defense in and catching them late. Julius Randle leads the league in corner three assists. So that's tremendous.
I love that corner three. That's actually my favorite three-pointer. I mean, obviously, I love one from the logo. You know, I love a long 30-footer, 40-footer, whatever you want to call it. But that corner three, if that is your sweet spot, and that's what we're starting to see in RJ, too. I mean, it's not as consistent as I want it to be. There was a moment in the season, though, where he was hitting those like nobody's business. I would love to see him continue to work on that aspect of his game because, like you said, it is such an easy three-pointer to make that if you can go ahead and put that in your bag of tricks, it just makes you an even more just dangerous player and just more versatile all the way around. So
they were 27th in the league last year and in the low 20s. They were basically at the bottom of the league under Fizdale in corner three attempts. This year on the Tibbs, they're ninth. So as I said, he's been emphasizing that area. They've been connecting. You mentioned RJ, easy peasy night for RJ, 21.7 to 16 from the field, 3-7 from downtown, 4-5 from the free throw line to go along with 7 boards, 5 dimes, 2 steals for RJ. It was a light work for RJ today. He was in his bag.
Yeah. You already know how I feel about my 9, God. And I mean, listen, I got to give credit where credit is due, too. Obi is looking more and more comfortable out there as well. I can't, you know, I know the Obi Hive, the Obi Avengers are in the chat. I can't go ahead and ignore him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because he knows he has a baby on the way. He's got a ball out on a different level. But
rejuvenated.
And congratulations on that, by
congrats
the way,
to Obi. Congrats to Obi, man.
Congratulations. Going to be a girl dad. But I love that we're starting to get Obi comfortable in this moment of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like the perfect time to go ahead and start getting comfortable and start getting more and more involved. And not only that, but I think he's starting to earn the trust of his teammates and more importantly of Tibbs. You see that now he's getting more involved. The plays are better utilizing him. His teammates aren't afraid to kind of pass him the ball, get him involved in situations because they're really starting to kind of believe that Obi's starting to believe what kind of player he can be. So
5 points tonight, 1 of 4 from down from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That's the area I want to see him get to. If his shots aren't falling, if he's not getting the ball enough, attack the rim. And he was able to do that tonight, 3 of 4 from the field. Got a block on Kenny Martin Jr. Kenny Martin Jr. came back and got him. So, you know, it was Obi was putting in work tonight. Finished with 17 minutes, ended up getting a lot of those in garbage time. But as we said, you know, the confidence is certainly there, and he's playing better defense and also rebounding. So, good job by Obi.
Some good news from Woj is that the x-rays on the sprained left ankle of Nerlens Noel were negative, and he will be evaluated again on Monday.
Interesting. So we did lose Nerlens. Unfortunately, lost Nerlens to a sprained ankle in this game. I highly doubt he goes tomorrow against Valanciunas. So Taj is going to have to step up. Pell is going to have to step up. Julius, you know, we're going to have to rebound a lot because Valanciunas is a monster on those boards, especially on the offensive glass for Memphis. So it's going to have to be rebounded by a committee, Obi as well. And also, you know, the paint protection wasn't that good tonight. And I hope that they can tighten up on that, especially tomorrow against Memphis. And the test is going to get harder as they go through this West Coast trip. So one of the things with this game and going forward, the defense is going to get tested. They came back a little bit, so they're going to get tested as we get back into this gauntlet.
But it's also so important, and I'm going to sound like a broken record because I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again. It is so important for the Knicks moving forward because, like you said, you're going to get tested. You're going to get tested on defense. You're going to get tested on offense. But it's so important for the Knicks to not abandon the game that got them this far. So regardless of who you are playing, defense always travels with you. Do not go into these games trying to get into shootouts with guys. You don't have the same depth that a Phoenix Suns has or a Clippers team has or a Lakers team has. Go in there and play New York basketball. New York basketball is making it uncomfortable for shooters to get their shots up. It's being all over them. It's playing a tight defensive game for four quarters straight. Don't go in there trying to be a different team. Go in there and be the New York Knicks, because that is what got you this far, and that is what's going to be the difference maker on how we come out of this road trip, you know, this West Coast trip. If we're going
to
come out with four wins, or we're going to come out with just one win, or we're going to come out with six, that's going to be the difference maker.
Yeah.
If we can take the game that we play in New York City and bring it with us and not abandon it, and that is the most important thing.
True story, true story. We got over 1,200 people in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP Ashley Moss, this is Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. We're going to get to the phones in a second. Definitely want to shout out the super chats that we received so far. Wheezy Cam said, what is the magic number for the playoffs? So right now, we've already clinched at least a play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
We've already clinched at least a play-in game. So we are there. We have 8 games remaining. And so we'll see where we end up. Is it going to be 4th, 5th, 6th? Hopefully not 7th. But we have at least clinched a play-in game with, I think, Toronto. I lost yesterday. So we got in that way.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like this team just needs to focus on – the next game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like worrying about where your seating is and letting that conversation get into your head, get into your ear, can be detrimental to what you're trying to achieve in the long run, which is ending up in a postseason in some capacity, right? So don't worry about who's losing what and who's, you know, who's winning what and how that's going to affect you somehow. Let the fans worry about that. Let the people in the media like myself, like you, let us worry about that. Let us get, you know, let us have those conversations. Don't listen to the noise. Tune it out. It's one game at a time. If you lose one, you move on to the next one. If you win one, you don't get too high on that. You focus on the next one. It's one game at a time. Every single game counts, and that's all you can do at this point of the season.
That's
got this far. You can't rely on other teams to get you further, but you also can't allow yourself to get and buy your own hype, if you will. Just play your game. You don't worry about anything else.
Play that game. My guy Steve Vernon sends a super chat. He says, Tibbs' style is made in the playoffs. What his Bulls team was missing was a productive four-man. He has that in Randle, and the defense is A1. Well, you know, when the pace slows down and gets into a more half-court game, that certainly benefits the Knicks. I think offensively now, it's going to be on Julius to make those decisions, quick decisions, and adjust to the defenses that are going to be thrown at him, because he's going to see a lot of double teams. He's going to see a lot of double coverage and pressure on the ball. So he's going to have to make those quick decisions and limit turnovers. I thought they did a good job of, you know, keeping the ball in control tonight. All turnovers tonight, they had 12. They had 12 turnovers tonight. So I thought early in the game they did a good job of taking care of the ball. Definitely need to do that against Memphis, because they're a very opportunistic team. They're going to try to turn you over. They're number one in the league in steals. And once they get those steals and they get it to the Roadrunner, you know, it's curtains from there. So you got to keep John Morant in contain.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing ridiculous basketball. I mean, the things that he's doing out there on the court, I've only seen done in, like, NBA Jam. Like, it's honestly,
that little, like, double pump
honestly
windmill
ridiculous.
That
he's out there doing
ridiculous
windmills. He's out there doing between the leg, behind the back dunks. It's like, bro, like.
They're going to be hungry, too, man. So we got to be careful. Definitely got to be careful. Stanley Carinard sends a super chat. He says, hey, Ash, I love the addition to the show. Would you extend D. Rose's contract for another 2 years? I'm loving the production.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's not like he costs you a lot.
Yeah,
you know, you can continue to sign him for the veterans minimum. I don't think that, you know, he's only helping the team. And like I said, he's not costing you a lot. That's the goal of the team, right? The goal of any good front office is to go ahead and not overpay anybody and pay the people who are, but pay everybody what they're worth, but also have a group of guys on your team that are somehow in multiple ways or one specific way just beneficial to the overall goal of the team. Derrick Rose is that. He brings out the best in IQ. He brings out the best in Obi. He brings out the best in a lot of these young guys. On top of that, he is a facilitator. He's out there not only putting up the shots, he's also, you know, assisting. He's also, you know, helping in other aspects of the game. So why not? I mean, I don't think he's going to ask you for a crazy amount of money. I think D-Rose at this point in his career is just happy to be part of a team that's doing something.
Yeah,
you
and,
know,
and
he's
with
happy
Tibbs,
to be part of
happy
a team that has
Tibbs.
Some sort of future. He's happy to be part of a team that, you know, is now the Detroit Pistons. Let's call a spade a spade. So why not? That 100%. Seems like easy money. Yeah.
Let's get to the phones here with the people. Got to say, let's go to my guy, King Deej. King Deej, what's going on, bro? How you feeling, bro? Yep.
I hear myself.
Yeah, he's got to put it on mute, man. He's listening to the, he's listening to it, and we're not hearing him. Oh, Deej, come on, man. Oh, he just ruined his. Oh man, connect him, Dave. We got to get him back in here. He came in late, man. New York's number one draft pick calling in from the Discord. What's good, bro? Yo. Guys got to be ready. I don't know what's going on.
They're all stressed out about this Mets game, apparently. That's probably what it is. I think that's what's going on right now.
Yeah. King D's came in belated, and now New York's number one draft pick. You guys got to be ready on the Discord. All right, we'll go to the phones because we know our people is ready on the phones. B from New York. B, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP? You the
what's
man.
Good, bro?
You the boss. And Ashley, a salute to you. I saw you on SNY the other day. Congratulations to all your success.
Thank you.
But, real simple. You know, I've always been on that Julius Randle trade or that Julius Randle train. And I got to say, man, like the thing with New York is that I think that we solidified. This is not where stars are born, but it's where stars are made. And so Julius Randle is a made star, son. And so you don't trade him. Obviously, we know that already. But, the question that I raised for you, CP, because I'm hearing a lot of talk about Damian Lillard. And also, Ashley, I don't want Damian Lillard, to be honest with you, because that means that we're going to have to give up a lot. So I'd rather Lonzo. If you had a pick, though, CP and Ashley, which one would y'all do? Would you do Lonzo or would you do Dame?
I mean, if we're trying to get serious about winning, bro, I appreciate the call. We're going Dame all day. I mean, listen.
Oh, facts.
look, here's the thing on the Dame thing. I'm not buying it. I'm not trying to forecast years down the road, Ash. I'm trying to be in the moment right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We're fourth in the playoffs. Dame is a loyal dude. I don't see that situation getting to a point where, you know, he's asking. Now, they're in the playoffs right now, Ash. They're in the middle of a playoff fight. It's not happening. He's frustrated. But let's not go there again, man. I'm tired of it right now, Ash.
It's not happening. Damian Lillard is the Bradley Beal of the West Coast. He will not leave Portland. It's not happening. He is determined to make that situation work. I know in a perfect world, it sounds incredible, just like the rumors of Karl Anthony Towns and things like that. It's not happening. Right. I know we like to, think in the future, in addition to trying to live in the present and think, well, what would it be like if we had this person and that person? How far could we get next season? Truth of the matter is this is where we are.
Yeah.
The Lonzo situation is much more of a reality.
Far more realistic.
And Damian Lillard is.
Yeah.
And Lonzo also, I mean, granted, like you said, if Damian Lillard, let's say in a perfect world that did happen, right? Obviously, if you're trying to win right away, you get Dame. But I think, because it's not happening, Lonzo's just a better fit in the long scheme of what the New York Knicks can be. He's younger. You can mold him a little bit better. He's not stuck in any of his ways, things like that. Damian, he's not probably going to cost you nearly as much
not
money.
Not going to cost
you
nearly
as much,
Damian
Lillard thing's just not even a conversation worth having.
It's not even a conversation worth having. But what B and the fans, see, this is where the fans are at right now, Ash, is that, they feel like the way this team is, they want to leave everything as is, just keep adding pieces through the draft, and feel like naturally the team is gonna succeed and win. That's not likely. Not to say it's impossible, but when you're looking at the 20-something picks in the draft, it's not likely, bro. Right in that real talk, we love Julius. We need a guy that is better than him to realistically win this thing. I mean, we're just talking about talent right now, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Just being realistic. So, the thing with Dame is, you're going to have to pay to play if you're trying to get him. But that thing was such a reach. It's not even worth, discussing
it's
even further, man.
Beyond a reach. It's
beyond
not happening. I was literally take out a billboard in Times Square saying, I apologize. I was wrong.
Yeah.
If I mean, that's how sure I am that it's not going to happen. I think more of a possibility would be someone like Kawhi or something like that. I mean, I don't see Bradley Beal leaving.
Yeah.
I don't see Damian Lillard leaving. The Carl Anthony Towns rumors are ridiculous as well. But, you know, Knicks fans also have to get realistic. I mean, this, like you said, this brings up a different conversation is you want all of these pieces, right? You want all of these big names, but then people freak out about the thought of trading someone like Mitchell Robinson.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't
have
it both ways.
You can't have it both ways, man. You got to pay to play. Well, let's focus. Let's stay on this number four seed right now in this playoff chase and see if we can make this a special season. Let's try King Deej again. Back on the Discord. King D's, what's going on, bro? You should be good now.
Hey, let's try this again. I'm good now.
Yeah, good to go, bro.
Slow. I thought I was slow, like how the Knicks did tonight. But, you know, I always bounce back.
What's
first
good,
off, hit that thumbs up button and for the squad.
What's
the
good?
Dynamic duo is
what's
in the building.
Let's do it.
Got Batman and Superwoman.
Let's do it.
And listen, I'm going to say this real quick about Dame, man. This needs to stop. Mark Berman, I like you a lot, but, man, you always come out with one article per year about somebody coming and then they don't come. That man Dame sat in a room with the past owner, the former owner of the Blazers that passed away, rest in peace. I don't know his
Paul
name specifically.
Allen.
But
Paul Allen.
Yes, Paul Allen. And he sat there and said, I ain't going nowhere. That's what he said. And that man passed away and Dame, he's keeping that commitment. So let's get off that, man.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that, the Knicks, like I said, this is a game that I felt they needed to win because the rest of the games is going to be all difficult. Not impossible to win, but all difficult. I just like how everybody kept attacking. You could tell they was all fully focused.
Yeah.
The whole team as a unit, fully focused. Memphis lost to Orlando with a crazy shot against
Cole Anthony.
So they,
yep.
And they, you know, this is how we got our winning streak to start. So they're going to be fully motivated. They're home. They're fighting for their playing lives right now. So tomorrow's going to be a big game. I'm glad Nerlens is okay. We're definitely not going to get him tomorrow. But on the bright side, I like what Tibbs did. He didn't use Burks tonight. So we might see Burks tomorrow. I'm just praying that, that they ready for that. Because Memphis is on a war. Yo, that kid, John, man, is
he's on a war. Yeah, they're on a war path, man.
Different,
sure.
But that's all I wanted to say. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Appreciate
I'm
you,
out.
Bro.
I'll hit y'all tomorrow.
Appreciate you. Yeah, Magic did lose yesterday, on a Cole Anthony buzzer beater. Memphis. Memphis did lose yesterday on a Cole Anthony buzzer beater. So they have playoff aspirations themselves, battling in the West for that eighth spot or the play-in spot. Lost to the Knicks in a thrilling overtime game at Madison Square Garden. So they're going to have revenge on their mind. It's good that the Knicks are getting rest. And they can get there in full strength.
Did you see this Cole Anthony's interview afterwards, though? Hilarious.
I thought it was called Bits and Pieces.
Hilarious.
that
was,
funny,
I mean, non-Knicks related. Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Cole is hilarious, man.
Cole's
it's good,
a
good
funny
to see him
dude,
getting
bro.
Some success. You know, I'm always rooting for him being the son of a Knick. So salute to Cole Anthony for sure. Julius Randle's last 10 games, 31-7-6, 34-7-3. He had an 18-point game. I forgot which game that was, 10 games ago. Anyway, 31-40, another 16-point. I think that was the Phoenix game. Then 33-44, 32-34 for Julius Randle. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers here, and this is the reason why I say obviously not going to win it, just because I feel like Jokic and is playing incredible basketball. He's holding down that fort.
Mm-hmm.
But it's why I've been fighting every single person I have this conversation with, that you cannot value what an MVP means and not have Julius Randle at least in the
conversation. Got to be in it. Got to be in it.
Think people mistake that when I say it, like, oh, you're saying he has to win?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you're going to have people like Steph Curry in the conversation, you're going to have people like Damian Lillard in the conversation, if you're going to have people like Luka in the conversation, the disrespect that Julius Randle is getting by not being in the conversation, I mean, just look at the numbers. It's not me being a fan or a homer.
Yeah.
It's the proof is in the numbers.
Proof
just
is in the numbers.
Numbers don't lie.
Proof is in the numbers. To me, the Steph thing is a marketing gimmick. Luka to a lesser extent. I truly believe that it's really a marketing ploy. I mean, forget the points. Look at the assist numbers. He's ranked 26th in the league in assist rate. That's higher than Fred VanVleet and Lonzo. This is from The Athletic. Shout out Mike Borkanoff. He's 14th in the league in total assists. This is all four. This is a big man. 14th in the league in total assists. He's 10th in the league in points generated from assists. As I said, leading the league in corner three assists. You got to put some respect on this kid's name, man. He's a playmaker. Those are winning plays. That is a guy that's making his team better. You know what I'm saying, Ash? 13 games,
yeah.
13 30-point games. It's not just the scoring. He was getting buckets last year. You know, make no mistake, he was getting buckets last year.
No,
it wasn't efficient. It wasn't always pretty, but he was getting his numbers. He was getting his double-doubles. It's the assist numbers and the three-point shooting and that's leading to wins and why he should be in the conversation. MVP,
no,
MIP,
you name it. And then also, I mean, this is one of the reasons that I had this conversation, I believe it was on Sports Illustrated, about this entire criteria of what an MVP actually is. Because if you look, I feel strongly about what an MVP actually is or what it should entail, because if we have a definitive criteria of what it is, then let it be that. But don't switch the criteria when it's beneficial to do so. I mean, for years, Damian Lillard's MVP level seasons were discredited. Why? Because the Portland Trailblazers weren't a winning team.
Yeah.
And now this season, you have the Warriors sitting at 9, I think they still are, or 10 or 8 or wherever they are, the very, very bottom, not even technically in the playoffs. They're in the play-in, and Steph Curry's in the conversation. So it's just like, what is the criteria for the award? And whatever that criteria is, stick to it. If it is the most valuable person on a winning team, the Knicks are a winning team, and Julius Randle is the most valuable player on a winning team. This team is not at number 4 without Julius Randle, period, point blank. That is what it is.
I think for each voter, the criteria is very subjective. I said this on the Kellerman Show. It's very hard when you're looking at these guys at the top of the league. It's very hard to distinguish using objective criteria who should really be the MVP. Me personally, I'm factoring in wins. This is why I don't have Steph Curry in there. Plus the fact that he won it twice already. And the fact that he's losing on a losing team, yes, they're worse without him, but they're bad with him. So I don't see, because Steph Curry's pulling up from the logo or pulling up for 4-point shots, why he should be the MVP. But that, you know, that's just me. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's go back to the phones and hear from Scrooge from Brooklyn. Scrooge, what's going on, bro?
Good.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Good, man. What's going on, bro? Thumbs up for the squad, man.
Yep.
Actually, CP was good.
What's good, bro?
All right, Julius is in his back tonight, man. That was light work. That was easy. That was a real easy game for him, you know what I'm saying? RJ, everybody shined tonight. Everybody did good. You know what I'm saying? But he still, tonight he should have gave the bench some more burn. Take out RJ, too. Take out all of them, man. Stop trying to, come on, we got a game tomorrow. That's why my boy got hurt, man.
It was still a 9-point game with 6 minutes to go.
Nah, man, come on,
bro.
You know,
it was a nine-point game.
We're playing kids, bro. Come on. We're grown men.
Bro,
now. We're a playoff team now.
NBA, Scrooge. This is the same team that beat Giannis in the Bronx.
We're a playoff team now, man. Come on. That game was over. From the start of the fourth, come on. Get you guys out of there.
He took out Julius.
I can't hear you.
He took out Julius.
I think that's his phone.
Take out RJ, man. Take out RJ. Take out these guys, man. We don't need them in the game. Let these other kids burn. Let Frank get some burn. Even though we know he's done, but we're already in the playoffs. He's good. He's fighting for that fourth seed to keep it consistent. But it was a good game tonight. Easy win. I'm loving that. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Memphis tomorrow. It's going to be a tough game because on a roll, we don't know how it's going to go. But thumbs up for the squad. Hit the thumbs up, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, bro.
Ashi, have a good night.
Appreciate it, bro.
Bye.
Yeah, let me see if I can get the caller volume. Callers,
so
you got
to
turn your phone volume up.
And there's a debate going on in the chat, and I got to call out Jonathan S. right now. I got to call you out right now, Jonathan, because he is out here in this chat right now with the audacity to say that RJ Barrett has a fragile mind.
No.
Listen.
That's ridiculous.
This is not me being the president of the Nine God fan club.
Yeah.
This is me saying And everyone in this room can go ahead and attribute this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fact that RJ Barrett may be a lot of things, but fragile is not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
His mentality is way beyond.
But what's his justification, though? Has he justified that? Because I don't. What's the justification behind that?
There is no justification. He just says RJ has a fragile mind, and he does not.
No.
I mean, RJ's a lot of things. He's not. I think he's missed one game this season. His mindset is anything but fragile.
Yeah.
He's able to pull himself out of, you know, these slumps that he gets himself in. He's able to pull himself out of slumps within games.
Yeah.
Not even talking about from game to game. Within games, from quarter to quarter, we see
fragile
him pull himself
mind.
Out. You just turn on the jet. So
yeah.
we can't have any RJ slander. That's true in the chat right now. We can't do that.
If RJ had a fragile mind, he would have never got out that shooting slump. I mean, what are we talking about right now?
I'm not going to tolerate the RJ slander when it is not justified. So sorry, Jonathan. I hate to have to call you out, but you're trolling, and I'm not going to allow you to do that. You cannot do that.
When he went 0-21 from downtown after the season opener against the Pacers, since January 1st, I remember that New Year's Eve post game that we did when they played the Raptors. He went 0-8 from downtown. He was atrocious. You had people saying that they need to trade him. He's going to be nothing, send him to the G League, all of that. He's been one of the hottest three-point shooters in the league. So how's that fragile? This kid's tough,
not only
man.
I'm all for the slander if it's justified.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett and the word fragile do not go hand in hand. You will not disrespect the nine-god in this house.
No.
Okay? Not when it is not justified.
Not
do you understand what I am saying?
No. Listen, he's shooting 41% from three in his last 10. 44% on the road. He's up to 40% period on the season. What are we talking about?
Listen, he's silent now. I haven't seen him in the chat.
Yeah, Jonathan, you got to call in, man. We can't accept that type of slander.
Yeah, you can, Jonathan.
Man.
Go ahead and call in because I would love to hear your justification as to why RJ is what you call fragile.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a different definition of what fragile means.
Somebody in the chat said he got the wrong RJ. Maybe Richard Jefferson? I don't know. I might be worried about that one if it's Richard Jefferson, but... Nah, not RJ Barrett, bro. Sorry, man. A couple more super chats came in, Ash. Let's salute to Joshua Carrick. Says, great win. He says, Ash, your tweet about finally resting players tonight was real. Wish Tibbs would do that more. Not sure if you guys talked about it, but how much trouble are we in without Noel for the West Coast tour / playoffs? Well, they said the x-rays are negative, so I don't anticipate him being out for the playoffs. But when you look at the schedule, and this needs to be updated with the Houston win, but if you look at the schedule, tomorrow's a test, Valanciunas. You're going to have to bang. You're going to have to get on the boards. Obviously, with Jokic, Taj is going to be in for a 12-round fight. Phoenix, you may be able to get away with it, even though Ayton is no slouch. Clippers play big. They got Zubac. You got Boogie down there banging down low. And the Lakers, you got Drummond, you got Harrell, you got Gasol. So I think Noel himself is going to have a tough matchup if he comes back for this trip against these starting bigs. He's not the physical type of center that we need. We don't have that. So it's going to have to be by committee. Taj is going to have to get in there and do his thing, and Pell is going to have to get in there and do his thing.
I definitely think – I don't think that Nerlens is going to go ahead and miss the trip. I don't think that. I think it is promising that the x-rays were negative.
Yeah.
I think that, usually when that happens, it's more about a comfortability thing. How comfortable are you playing on it? So that's going to be the difference maker. But, Nerlens is tough. So I think that even if he's not 100%, he's not going to allow or he's going to fight for Tibbs to play him in some capacity. I think, like I said, him having negative x-rays is a godsend because that would have been bad, especially with Mitch not being on the squad right now or playing rather.
Yeah.
So I don't have any doubt that if Nerlens can play, he will play in some capacity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we're going to lose in terms of rim protection. We know that. You know, Taj can only do but so much. He's not a rim protector. He's a hustler. He's a scrapper. He'll get you some rebounds on the offensive side. He'll play smart for you, get you some buckets and finish for you. But he's not a shot blocker or a rim protector by any stretch. So that will certainly be impacted, no doubt. And so, you know, Pell's going to have to step up, and Taj will have to step up as well until Nerlens does come back.
And I'm hoping we see a Burke sighting tomorrow. That's going to help you a lot with scoring.
Yeah.
He will definitely be a beneficial aspect to this, you know, road trip, if you will.
I
keep calling it a road trip, but it's not really a road trip. This West Coast trip. He's definitely going to be a beneficial contribution, so hopefully you can get him back ASAP. I'm not quite sure why he didn't play today.
He's not conditioned yet. And shout out Trav B. Ryan in the chat. He sent a super chat asking about Noel. Tibbs said he's not up to speed yet. They showed him during the pregame. He was running sprints up and down the court. So I think it seems like he had COVID, and so he's going to have to, just like Derrick Rose, they gave him some time to get up to speed. I think Burks is going to have to do the same. So I don't think, I can't call it. They haven't said whether he's out tomorrow, but I think it's going to be maybe a couple more days. But
when did he actually clear 10-day protocol?
He was cleared from Friday. From the Bulls game, he was cleared.
Okay.
He was cleared from Friday.
So that's Friday, Saturday, today, Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's probably still dealing – if he did have COVID, he's probably still dealing with the after effects of it. But that could be – you know, everybody's body is different. I mean, remember, Derrick Rose, it took him a while to come back after he cleared protocol. So I'm hoping that that's not the same with Burks, because, like I said, he will be a beneficial contribution to the team, especially on this trip. Offensively speaking, so hopefully he doesn't have the same conditioning issues that D. Rose had.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big difference maker.
True story. So to everybody in the chat, once again, let me hit this reset, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, number one show for the fans by the fans. For the fans, by the fans. Remember, this show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and a promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. You know the vibes already. No testimonials. Now, somebody in the chat was clowning me. Shout out Jay's Official. He caught me drinking the Coors Light Ash. Now, this is not my preferred beer whatsoever. You guys caught me slipping. What happened was I had to do a commercial for Blue Wire, which is the network, the podcast network that we are part of. I had to do a Coors Light commercial. So I had to go to the store and go get a pack of Coors Lights, you know, just to flex for the commercial. I don't usually drink it, but it was in the fridge. I grabbed some. It is what it is.
What is your beer of choice?
Stella's. Yeah, definitely Stella's, Heineken's, Borset, you know, so to speak.
I like a good Corona or a Modelo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that Miami vibe, you know what I mean? That's how y'all get down. That's how y'all get down.
Well, you know, a little Corona with a lime in it.
Yeah.
I like a Modelo. I've never been a fan of American beer.
I'll do it. Like, if I'm at a tailgate, like if I'm at a Giants game and you had a tailgate for most of the day, you know, I'll throw a couple of those back, maybe some Bud Lights or some Coors Lights.
Oh, God. Oh, not a Bud Light. Oh, no.
Just because you're going to be there all day, so, you know, you go light. You know what I'm saying? You pace yourself a little bit, Ash, but, you know, yeah. It ain't that bad with the Coors, man. I was a little parched, so. I figured I'd indulge, man. I'd indulge. All right, let's see who's on the Discord. Salute to – all right, let's try New York's number one draft pick again. Let me get myself in here, and let me get New York's number one draft pick. What's going on, bro?
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, actually, this is Al Diddy. What's up, CP?
Al, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, this is the first time calling.
Yeah.
Tried before, but the wait is crazy. But it was nice. It was an honor to meet you guys and the gang last Monday.
So let me just stop you right there just to tell the people who you are. So this is the guy. If you guys saw the video from last week live from New York City with Jay Boogie, met my guy from Orlando. This is my guy from Orlando, a.k.a. Al Diddy on the line. So, Al, go ahead, bro. How you doing, man?
O-Town.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was an honor to meet you guys for sure.
Like likewise,
you guys were real cool. Had a good conversation with Jake Boogie. And like he said, it was a fortunate leader that we lost, but, you know, we actually won because everybody got to hang out and spent that moment together. But, I mean, I didn't even expect to be on that YouTube video either. Like, I was out there with my wife, and she tells me after the next day, she's like, oh, I leave you alone for one night and you go viral.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, it was a heartfelt moment, man. It was a heartfelt moment. I felt like I had to share, man. So don't sue me, bro. Don't sue me.
No. Hey, man, you provide a lot of good moments for us. So shout out to you. Shout out to Jay Boogie. He did his thing. And shout out to the rest of the callers, Big Surge, Ari, Battle of the Fans, Jay Boogie.
Yeah, man.
Jay from Florida, Angel, the simp dude, dude from the Bronx that says Ugly Boogly. Remy, the guy with the recaps.
Yeah.
Always his recaps. He does a good job.
Yeah, salute Nick Fan TV, Remy,
thanks for everything, all right?
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thanks a lot, man.
Have a good night.
Angel the simp dude.
The simp dude. All right, didn't even have takes on the game, man. Just wanted to say what up. And good to hear from you, man. Shout out Al Diddy down in Orlando. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Where are you guys checking in from? Throw your cities in the chat or your countries. Throw your flag in the chat and let us know where you guys are repping, and we'll shout you guys out, man. Shout out to Rhyme Animal Chuck Diaz. He says, again, we're too hard on Kev. Sounds like people in the chat going in on my guy, Kev. There's nothing improving garbage time. The culture gets to the next level when we make use of the G League. Why is it there anyway? Tibbs going to rotate 10. The others need reps. Yeah, by the time garbage time came in, I wasn't taking none of that too serious. But Kev's minutes are going to Obi right now. And Obi's earning it, you know, off the bench. And so, I don't know. We talked about it earlier on today's show. You know, what the future holds for Kev. You know, I think he could get packaged up out of here, but we'll see. You know, still hope the best for him.
He probably will.
Yeah.
I think you're going to lose him. I hope, you know, Peyton goes with him.
Yeah.
I would actually prefer to keep Frank if I could before I kept Peyton. That's just me being honest.
Yeah.
So,
well, Peyton,
I
think
care.
Peyton's gone anyway. He's only on a one-year deal. So I think.
Yeah. I don't want to see Peyton in a Knicks.
Yeah.
Jersey next season. I just don't. I mean, I know there's a Peyton Hive or wherever. I don't know where they've been hiding.
Yeah.
They've been in hiding. They're in the witness protection program.
They pop up when the slander.
They're in the witness
across.
Protection
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to see the writing on the wall. So they're in witness.
They stop by every once in a while. Like, leave Peyton alone. You know, so it is what it is. Let's shout out some people in the chat, Ash. We got Jared Dowdle checking in from Vegas. Shout out Sandbox 71 out in the BX. I was out in the BX yesterday. Carlos Martinez, Perth, Australia, in the building. We got Drop Cabra 7 checking in for Vermont. Justin Smith from Austin. Salute. DJ Tiger Paul, North Carolina. What's good? Seen somebody rep in Pakistan. Johnny Blaze, what's going on? Junior Karoma in here. Ash, who you want to shout out?
Shout out to the people from the 305, the yayo in the building right now. It's been hot down here. It's been 90 plus, so it's hot in the yayo right now. What? Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Queens, Staten Island, the Boogie Down, Manhattan, Long Island, Westchester, New Jersey, Connecticut, the whole tri-state. Shout out to all our island folks, Jamaica, Barbados, Puerto Rico. I gotta get out to Puerto Rico. I've actually never been, so
I've never been.
We should do a Knicks show from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah.
When does Melo have his convention? Not his convention.
He does like a camp, right? A tournament. Yeah, yeah. We got to link with Melo, man. Do a live on location. That would be hard. That would definitely be hard.
Gotta go ahead and link with Melo for his annual conference.
100%. 100%, man. Shout out my guy Oz in here, also from Perth, Australia. So salute.
Oh, shout out to Trinidad.
Trinidad in there, for sure. My guy JD's in the chat. JD Sports Talk, what's going on? Aisha Campbell says team hashtag new. Yeah, if you guys are new in the chat as well, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Less is More from the Bronx. What's going on? Yep. Less is more going. Was that a joke? You're speechless.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Doing it silently.
Doing it silently. All right. Let me make sure this thing didn't switch. Now we good. Okay. Let's go to Papa Left in the building. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, CP, Ashley, all the Knicks fans out there. Everybody, thank you for sharing the track. I really appreciated all the love I got on that.
Yeah.
It's
so the joke on
fire.
Twitter was
fire, bro.
The joke on Twitter was that, you know, CP and Ash were like the Elon Musk to my Dogecoin. Like, they were just taking me to the moon with the retweets. But that doesn't give you the freedom to hit them up to reshare your music. That was a one-time favor for me. And I was just playing. I appreciate y'all. Yo, tonight, three big timeouts by Tibbs. The first timeout at 13:10. I thought, like, that was a good timeout because we looked so flat, and it definitely gave the vibes of a game that we just weren't ready to play. And I thought Tibbs just said, that's not happening. If you think that's going to happen, that's not happening right now. And we changed the way we played. And then they had a timeout after there was a defensive lapse with Obi. And Tibbs just, like, marches over to the end of the play where they all gathered around. Usually, like, they come, they let him sit down, but, like, Tibbs just, like, marched up right to everybody and was like, the hell was that? Up 24. So that was as good as any highlight I've seen all year, because it just shows who we are as a team. And also, even, like, a couple minutes later, Tibbs called the timeout just to, like, piss off the ref and yell at him, because quickly didn't get a call on his up and under fake. Yeah. So, you know, some people might, you know, criticize Tibbs for being too hard on his players, but on the other side, Tibbs is always defending his guys. And I find his relationship with Quickley to be an interesting one, because people get on him for not playing him, or get on him for not playing the young guys or RJ, but all those guys respect Tibbs. And as far as, like, rumors goes, like, if anybody mentions RJ Barrett or Emmanuel Quickley, just hang up the phone. Like, that's the way I feel about these guys. Kevin Porter, do a throwback to Ricky Davis, so shout out to him. That made the game a little interesting. I kind of respect the blatant who gives a crap. Let me just get all my points, but I can't believe in 2021. Like, I thought, like, that style of player just, like, retired in, like, yeah, the early 2000s era.
That's why he's came back. His rookie contract. You know what I mean? That's, yeah, that's why he's still on his rookie team. Still on his second team in his rookie contract. So, you know, hopefully he gets a bit wiser.
And Papa, make sure you go ahead and drop your song link in the chat.
Yeah, drop the link in the chat for
Chuck
sure.
Chuck said he's late on listening to it. He wants to get it around to some people, so make sure you go ahead and drop that link for anyone who hasn't heard it yet, and also for Chuck, so he can go ahead and hear it himself.
Oh, man, you guys are awesome. And, you know, if my girl calls me and she says, how's your day? And there's certain things as a guy or just as a Knicks fan, like, you can't, if the person's not a Knicks fan, you can't even relate. But it's like, yo, today, like, Jay Boogie replied to my tweet. Like, that's how my day went. Like, it was
that's
so fire. So shout out to Knicks Fan TV, and thank you guys for supporting.
Salute
I'm tuned
to you,
in.
Man.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. I want to hear from Ash, my guy. Vinny Bag of Donuts was at the game. I got to get my guy in here. Ask him to call in. Vinny, live and direct, man. Calling in from H-Town. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Vinny? How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. I wanted to say, before I say anything, I love your show. Been listening for a couple of years now, especially being out of New York now and living in Texas. I appreciate what you guys do. I can't get MSG here, so I got to get the NBA pass. And just appreciate listening to the games after. I was at the game today. I did see Burks shooting a lot with Derrick Rose probably for about 20 minutes.
Mm.
So he was getting his work in. And Derrick was, like, hitting almost everything he was shooting. So, I mean, he looked good tonight. 75% of the people there were Knicks fans.
I heard the MVP chants in there for Julius.
Yeah.
We heard the
that
MVP chants. Did
was
you
in my
start
section
it?
That we started. It was started in my section. And same thing with, like, Bat with RJ. RJ looked great tonight. And these guys, I haven't seen them play in person in a long time, but they were hitting some shots, like, especially Quickley, like, in the second half. He was just, like, tearing it up. And and the defense was strong. I mean, obviously not during the garbage time, but, I mean, they played a hell of a game. They played a really good game, and I was glad to see so many New Yorkers there and not see, you know, a bunch of these trashy Houston Rocket fans. But, I mean, that's all these awesome teams in Houston are.
Where in H-Town are you, Vinny? Are you in H-Town proper, or where are you out there?
No, I'm north in the suburbs. It's called the Woodlands. It's about 25-30 minute drive north.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I know.
Dallas, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, Dallas ain't that close. In Arlington.
I'm a New Yorker. I only go for New York teams.
Yeah. No doubt, Vinny, man. Well, definitely, thanks for repping, and thanks for calling in, man. Definitely appreciate it, man. Good to hear from you, bro.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, man.
I feel like you're a little bitter, CP, because we sunned you in the draft.
Oh,
sunned nothing.
Our draft was
a
classic. We
sunned you guys in the draft.
No worries, we sunned you. Philly, this is what happened. It had nothing to do with Dallas.
No, he sunned you.
It had nothing to do with Dallas. It had nothing to do with Dallas, all right?
Mm.
Philly jumped over us and got Devontae Smith out of Alabama. That was a good job by them. That was Philly. Dallas just happened to be in the way. That's all. You just happened to be lucky. But then Gettleman strike back, getting a first-round pick in next year's draft, a deeper draft from the Chicago Bears, a team that's notorious for terrible decisions. They trade up to go get Justin Fields, give us a first-round pick next year in exchange.
Shout out to them for getting Justin Fields, by the way. Finally rectifying that Mahomes-Watson debacle.
Listen, he may be good down the road. They're going to be trash next year. That first-round pick is going to be valuable. Let's go Dave Gettleman. Then we go out and get this kid, Kadarius Toney, from Florida. I don't know who Dallas is going to have covering him and my guy Kenny Galladay ass. You guys are in trouble. All right. Then we got one of the best pass rushers in the game.
I'll see you at the top of the – well, actually, I won't because we're winning the division. So I guess I'll wave to you from the top.
Yeah, listen,
Don't worry.
All my big blue fans –
I'll wave to you from the top as I put on my NFC championship hat.
All my big
NFC
blue
East
fans in the chat, please announce yourself if you're a Giants fan in the chat. There are NYG.
All my Cowboys – listen, Cowboy Nation, go ahead and represent. Because I know there's mad New York Cowboys fans like your girl. So go ahead.
Cowboy
we're going to
have
a battle of the fans.
Go ahead and leave. Good night. We'll see you for Memphis game. Show's over for Cowboy Nation.
Whatever.
No, I thought we had a good draft, though.
Yeah, you guys have a solid draft.
The trades
we don't care about the Jets. We're not doing the Jets.
Sorry, man. It's not the Jets' time right now. No disrespect to that. We're happy for them.
Right.
Congrats
now
on Zach Wilson, but we can't just stray too far off course. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was
the
a good draft.
The chat is going insane right now.
Salute to Brandini checking in from Holland. Anthony Bunn, hashtag knew what's going on. What's the chat saying? Is it Cowboys-Giants brawl going on? What's going on?
It's a brawl right now. We started an NFC brawl in the chat. We got to turn the slow-mo
Yeah, we need a slow-mo on. I didn't want to turn the slow-mo on because then I'd lose the Super Chat comments. But you know what? Let me go ahead.
It is a beef right now.
Yeah, let me go ahead and just throw the slow-mo on.
It's like Cowboys, Giants, and then just random, let's go Jets.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah, it was a little football talk broke in. It's all good, though. It's all good. All right, let's get to let's keep it at H-Town. Kev from H-Town, what's going on? Kev going once? Right, he must be a Texans fan, Ash. I don't know. Kev, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Hey, I'm in H-Town. Cool from Orlando. It looks real easy out there, man. The team is gelling at the right time.
Kev, do me a favor, bro. Try to either turn your phone volume up or speak up on your line. For some reason, I don't know. It might be the switchboard tonight, but the caller audio has been low tonight. Try to see if it's something that you can do on your end.
Gotcha. I put the volume up. You hear me better now?
Yeah. It's a little bit better now. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, no, I was at the game tonight. I came in from Orlando. It looks real easy out there, man. I don't see much of effort. I mean, not to say much of effort, but it just looks really easy. The team's playing together. Alfred Payton had two fouls in the first 58 seconds, and that's all right. But Julius dropped 31. You look up, and it's crazy. I mean, the team looks good. Rose looks good. And this is without Burks, without, you know, Noel's for what we missed in the game. And I don't know if you guys saw that in the third quarter when I forget which guard from Houston kind of went up to Julius from that point, and he hit that step back three in the corner. Oh, that was it. It was lights out, man. But it was a great game, great win. A lot of Knicks fans, MVP chance. It was a great vibe in Houston tonight.
Nice, man. Appreciate it, Kev. Thanks for calling in, man. Definitely appreciate that. And Worldwide West was amped. He was loving all the Julius action,
hype.
Man. Yeah, Worldwide West was hype. I don't think he's missed a game, man. Worldwide West has traveled with them on the road every game. He's been there every
dedication,
game.
Dedication, I tell you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So shout out to West. Let's keep it in the H-Town, ass. Let's go to JP. A lot of new callers calling in from the H. JP, what's going on, man? JP going once. JP. All right, I don't know. Dave, you got to work with JP, man, so you see what he's dealing with, and we'll get back to him. Let's go to the Discord. Let's get our guy Angel in here. Angel, what's going on, bro? No, I should have called it. Angel, you here?
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. Go ahead, bro. How you doing?
What's good, CP? How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. Hey, Ash, the queen, your mom. How you feeling, boo?
I'm not feeling that great. I saw your Cowboys slander. I saw that.
Yeah. Angel knows what's up. He's a smart guy.
Hey, listen. I love you guys, but listen, the Cowboys, they're not even America's team anymore. They're mediocre,
yeah.
You know, and I just can't stand them. I love you, but I just can't stand Cowboys fans. Like, I'm sorry. I just can't deal with them.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm sipping on a Corona with the lime. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, the Knicks took care of business. And, you know, it's really just, I'm just amazed at what I'm watching right now because, you know, being that my favorite player was Allen Houston from back in the day, and we were terrible for so many years, you know, and now it's like, wow, like we actually have a superstar in Julius Randle. That's right. I'm saying that he's a superstar. We got our all-star in R.J. Barrett. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, this team is just playing lights out, man. We hit 18 threes. You know, we shot 51% from three and from the field. You know, Julius Randle with his 13th game with 31 points, you know, and the bench scored 50 points, you know, and it's just really impressive to watch, man, because, you know, obviously the schedule's getting ready to get tough. But you know me, CP, I got a high feeling for this team, and I'm confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we're not going to go below 500 on this post. We're going to be 500 or better. And, you know, I just want to see us keep, you know, pushing and keep moving forward, man, because life is all about moving forward. That's what we need to do as Knicks fans, man. Always move forward. And let's go get this W in Memphis, man.
Yep.
Like, they're not beating us, man. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it. We're winning tomorrow. Let's go. And thanks for taking my call, guys. I
appreciate
you guys.
Bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. Angel, very optimistic. You got to love the optimism. And why not? But it had to start tonight, and that's what they did. They got a must-win game on their belt, an easy win, one that could get them some rest to close the second half. So you check all the boxes there. Played well. Bench played well. 50 points for the bench. Three-point shooting, 50% from three. And they got some rest. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more out of this game.
Yeah, for sure. And it starts the trip on the right foot,
you know?
You always want to start the trip on a win and not a loss. It kind of sets everything else into motion. So, you know, all you can do is continue on that momentum. And, again, just take it game by game.
True story. Once again, x-rays on that Nerlens Noel sprained ankle is negative. So that's a good sign. Shout out to Mosel, sends us a super chat. He says, Juju was wilding tonight, hitting step back threes and whatnot, yelling, get this guy off of me. It's crazy. We have an all-star. Keep up the good work. Shout out to Mosel, sends a $50 super chat. Definitely appreciate you. Old Dog sends a super chat. He says, ain't no boy fans in here, Ash. It's G-men time, but we still love you and we got room for one more. All right, so Big Blue is standing tall with me tonight. Let's go.
CP and I gotta discuss it, but I have a friend who is a legend with the Giants community.
Yeah.
And I won't even convert for him. So the answer is no. Okay. Never going to happen. ever.
So salute to everybody in the chat. All right, let's get the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D sends another super chat. He says, sometimes a superstar is formed from a system like a diamond is pressured from coal. Hashtag facts. We got one cooking, man. Got one cooking. Whatever's clicking with this dude this year, all the hard work is paying off for him. And like I said on my show earlier today, it's real. This is not a fluke season. I don't see it as a fluke season. I think he's totally matured. And as I said, the work that he's putting in is paying off, man. Is paying off. Doing exactly what the coach is asking him for. The coach wants corner threes. This guy's leading the league in corner three assists. Winning plays. What was the numbers I said again? 26 in assist rate. Forget about all the points. 14th in total assists. 10th in points generated off assists. To go along with 30-point games this year. He's a winner. He's a winner. That's all I could say. Aaron Vasquez sends a super chat. He says, CP, my dude, you got to let the chat fly. No slow-mo mode. Free the chat. We need to be flowing with the convo. Well, I mean, that's true, too. But at the same time, it's going crazy. I can't even read it.
We started a brawl.
Yeah, we started a brawl. Like, we can't read it. All right, so I put it on a minute. That might be a little too crazy. So maybe I'll throw it on a 30-second joint.
Someone said Lawrence Taylor couldn't even get Ash to convert. Fun fact, he's actually my neighbor.
You're
my parents' neighbor.
You went, oh, wow. Y'all live by LT?
I see him at Whole Foods all the time. I saw him at Super Bowl weekends. I
interviewed
him. But my dad sees him at Whole Foods all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally lives, like, down the block.
Shout out LT, man. That's our guy, man. The greatest of all time. No doubt about it. And he was a New York football giant. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Steve Guillaume says we miss man super chats. No, it's not that. Like I said, it's, you know, we want to take calls. We want to hear from the fans. So, yes, we want to read all the super chats as well. But most of the time, if you stay till the end, which you should, I read them at the end just to kind of keep it all in one block. But I try to, you know, mix up everything. Say what up to the people in the chat, the hashtag news, the phone calls, just to kind of mix it up. So let's wrap up with a couple more phone calls. Let's go to Josh from Florida. Josh, how you feeling, bro?
And that point guard, -2 on the floor tonight, 1 of 1 from 3, 50% from the field, put some respect on his name, Alfred Payton. Psych, that's the wrong number. Oh, my goodness. This guy needs to be out of the lineup. I don't know who we're replacing him with, but I'm just happy we're winning, man. I can't really be complaining when we're winning by this much. Ashley, love you to death. I'm actually an FAU Owl myself. FAU Owl. I'm an alumni right here as well. But this is a Fort Lauderdale game. Stop repping Miami like that. We're out in I-54, not the 305. Come on. You gotta put some respect on our name.
No, he does. I think that's what he was saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, no, I know you're out in the 305. You got to put some respect on the 954 as well. But besides that, I'm just so happy. Like, you can't, as a Knicks fan, before the season started, you cannot honestly be in a position where you're upset about anything that's going on with the team. We have Tom Thibodeau doing an amazing job. Even if he's getting on our players, you don't see that in professional sports today where a coach, especially, I'm not even talking about this game, last game, the way he got on R.J. Barrett in the beginning of the second quarter, getting on a guy like that, you do not see professional coaches getting on players like that where teams respect a guy that is getting on their behind like that every game and is still respecting them and is behind them the entire way. I mean, the fact that we're in a position where we are right now, as a Knicks fan, I couldn't imagine anyone being dissatisfied with where we're at. I was out tonight in Fort Lauderdale. I was with all my friends. I had my Knicks fan TV dad cap repping. I was wearing it tonight.
I saw that on Instagram. Thanks for tagging me in it. Tag me again, of course. And I had some trouble reposting. Send that to me again, man. Appreciate you repping down in Fort Lauderdale.
I got you, bro. Always. But I had that on. I had my RJ Duke jersey on. I was repping tonight. But the point of the matter is, man, like we're in a great position right now. And if you're a Knicks fan, you cannot be in a position where you're upset about anything that's going on. I understand there's stuff in the future. I hear all the Lonzo stuff. I hear the crazy people thinking we're getting Karl Anthony Towns. But whatever it is, like trading away Mitch, I mean, whatever it is, like in the future, what's going to happen in the future is what it is. But you guys got to live in the moment right now. Like, the New York Knicks are in fourth place right now with a 1.5 game lead over the Atlanta Hawks, a 2-game lead over the Boston Celtics, and a 2-game lead over the Miami Heat right now, who went to the finals last year. You cannot be upset right now as a Knicks fan. We are doing such a good job, and you just got to be happy and live in the moment and don't be upset about whatever's going to happen in the future or get crazy about it. Just be happy that we are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Go, New York, go.
We're happy right now.
Everyone should be happy. We're happy right now. Everything's going good. And just like what was said on the show the other day, as much as we play tough teams, they don't want to play us either. We are on top team in the Eastern Conference. We're in the four seed right now. Milwaukee barely won tonight. I mean, there was a couple games, like especially with Giannis out, like I thought there was a shot we were getting the 3 seed, but you know what? It is what it is. I'm happy being a Knicks fan. And these teams don't want to play us as much as everyone thinks that we don't want to play Denver. We don't want to play the Clippers. Yes. We don't want to play the Lakers. These teams don't want to play us. We're tough. Our defense is tough. We're physical. And they know they're going to have a tough night. It doesn't matter if we're on the road, we're at home. And I'm just happy being a Knicks fan, man. You can't complain about it. I love what you guys are doing. 2P, you're the man. Ashley, love it. Love that you're repping Florida. Go Owls always. Hoot hoot. But, go Knicks, baby. Right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, man. And, you know, the thing is, and I got the volume good now.
I know. I heard it. I was like, oh.
yeah, volume's good to go. My fault. But anyway, you know what, with Tibbs, listen, he's been there before. This guy is ranked 11th in all-time wins in the NBA. He's been to the postseason. He's battle-tested. He knows what it takes now to at this point of the season, you know, to get in and clinch. And so he wants to make sure that this team is sharp, focused, and ready. This is why he's continuing to take timeouts, even in garbage time, to chew guys out. And make sure that they stay on point. Make sure that they stay sharp and stay ready. You know, this is a Tibbs impact, man. There's no doubt his imprint on this team. So he wants to keep it that way. You know, he wants to keep it sharp. All right. Last one of the night, we're going to go to Daniel from Jersey. You're the new closer.
He said who because FAU, our mascot, is an owl.
Yeah.
He wasn't just randomly throwing out of
Why? Somebody in the chat was probably like, what's up with the owl sound?
Our mascot,
what's going on?
With FAU owl. That's what this is.
Gotcha. All right, so let's go to Daniel, and then we'll finish with the super chats. Daniel, what's going on, bro?
First of all, I'm originally from the Boogie Down on the Grand Concourse in East 202nd Street.
Secondly,
I've been a Knicks fan since Patrick Ewing, Jay New, Action Jackson, TikTok Tucker,
Bomb Squad.
Strickland. You know, this Knicks team is awesome. Mm. And I got to tell you, Ash, my dear, you are absolutely correct. Why would anyone try to knock down R.J. Barrett, who has improved his game since his rookie season? Absolutely has been fantastic. Julius Randle, fantastic. But I got to say it, rookie of the year, Emmanuel Quickly. This guy, this kid, who has stepped up since coming to the NBA in his rookie season, I feel he should be starting. That's how good and how comfortable I feel with Quickly on this Knicks team and how he's been perfect. Whatever you want to say, this Knicks team is fantastic, and Thibodeau has done an amazing job. Just to tell you, with all of those years that this team has not been great, I had to go to YouTube for the introduction Garden Vision montage for the NBA Finals in 94 and 99.
94. Yep. 94
and 99.
The one where they're swinging the towels.
That's the one.
Yep.
That's the
yep.
one.
Yep.
Yep.
And, you know, you get pumped for the old days.
Yep.
But now I get pumped for this team because this team is doing a job, and I love it. I
yep.
absolutely love it, guys. It's just awesome. I just turned 48 years old.
Nice.
That's how Have old first. Of a Knicks fan I am.
Okay.
I love what I'm seeing. I love what they're doing. And who would have thought our old assistant coach
yeah.
is doing the Come job, back. Which he should have been here doing a long time ago. But you know what? I understand. You know, things happen. It happens for a reason. And now he's here. And just let him keep on going. And
yeah.
before I say goodnight, my New York Jets did damn good in the NFL draft. I love you guys. You take care.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Hey, at least you got it in there, Ash. We let him get it. See you, bro.
Respect.
Yeah, you got to respect.
He saw his shot and he took it.
He took a shot. He took a shot. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know, I'm not a